Welcome, welcome to Borealis Meditation, Geology for Pagans. I'm your hostess, Kathleen, but you can also call me Monkey. This is episode one, a little bit about me, some background before we really get started into things. First of all, I wanted to explain a little bit about the name. Borealis is, of course, a reference to the Aurora Borealis. I do live in Alaska. And the word Borealis comes from the Greek north wind, Boreas. Alright, the subtitle of this podcast is Geology for Pagans, and if right now you're thinking, why do I need to know geology? Why? I'm gonna give you a little background about myself, and I think that'll kind of answer your question. First of all, I am from the Pacific Northwest. I first stumbled into neo-paganism in middle school. While I was poking around the religion section of my local public library, I was looking for something, and voila, I'm a witch. So, there you go. I went to a Catholic high school, which is not as bad as you might think. I was actually very out of the broom closet at the time, and had very supportive religion teachers and took a lot of really interesting classes. And it gave me a respect for my religion, put it in perspective, and I also have a very good respect and understanding of a lot of different world religions, so I do think that it was a very valuable experience. I went to college, and I think that my being a witch and my love for the earth and rocks pretty much drove me straight into geology, and I've been a geologist ever since. If you're still not convinced, I do have a quote that I think sums up my view of geology and why it's very valuable for other people. It's from Annals of the Former World by John McPhee. He's talking to a lot of geologists at the time, and one of them says, "A road cut to a geologist is a stethoscope to a doctor, an x-ray to a dentist, the Rosetta Stone to an Egyptologist, a $20 bill to a hungry man." And I think that kind of sums up how I feel, which is that geology gives you new eyes to see the world, and it gives you a new understanding of what is already around you. I do consider myself a scientist, and I have studied a lot of different things in my academic career. I'm currently working on my master's degree. If you have any questions about seismology, earthquakes, volcanoes, marine geophysics, geology, mineralogy, which is the study of minerals, and petrology, which is the study of rocks, which is going to be a topic of this podcast, please feel free to ask me. I love educating people in the field of geology. I love geology, and I love to spread geology, and that's kind of where this podcast came into being. So, into what the podcast is going to be about. I'm really big on sources, by the way, and citing materials, so pretty much any information I give you, I'm going to tell you where I got it. I'm going to talk about geology and how it can help witches and enrich your connection to the earth. Some of the books I'm going to be using, I have a favorite mineralogy textbook from when I took mineralogy way back in the day. It is called Introduction to Mineralogy by William D. Ness. It's a very good book, but it's a textbook, so, I mean, don't buy it unless you really want to, because textbooks are way overpriced. I'm also going to be using a textbook, again, called Rock Forming Minerals, which is by Dear Howie and Zespin. Again, it's a textbook. I'll try to get all the relevant information out of it for you, so you don't have to shell out the money for it. I'm also going to use a bunch of websites. There are some really good ones. One of the good ones that I'm going to use is mindat.org. It is a mineralogy and locality database, so if you're looking for places to go rock hounding for some of these minerals, that's a good place to start. Also, webmineral.com, which is a mineralogy database for a lot of technical information. I am also engaged to another geologist, and I will be asking him questions, and he might be persuaded to do an interview as well. There is also the resource of tons of other grad students, and though I might not tell them why I'm asking them questions, I am not against picking their brains. So, this first episode is just a little bit of background about me, your hostess, and in the next episode, I'm going to start getting into some geology 101 stuff, some definitions, so we're on the same page, and some of these words that I'm going to be using, like mineral or rock, have very specific definitions in geology, and I really want to make sure we're on the same page, so you know what I'm talking about, and, you know, just we're on the same page and there's no confusion there. on to what I want this podcast to be about. I will probably ramble quite a bit. I do like to ramble. I love rocks, so I will talk about rocks. I really love rocks, as you can probably tell. I'm going to try to give detailed information, probably about one mineral an episode, though some of them might not be just one episode. Some of them, there's a lot of different varieties and information, and might cover more than one. There is also a blog that goes along with this podcast, and I've actually been working on that one for a little bit. I have one mineral that I'm not quite happy with. I started with olivine, and then I'm working on the first one on my list for my mineralogy class, which is what I'm going to be following, and that's quartz. And there's a lot of varieties of quartz and a lot of information. It's a very common mineral, so that's going to take a while. I'm going to try to keep all the information that I am saying in the podcast in those posts. There should be about one post per mineral, and eventually I will put those into Google Documents that can be downloaded for your reading pleasure. Feel free to add anything you want to. I do not claim to be an expert in anything I'm talking about. I have a healthy dose of what we call in academia the imposter syndrome, where you are convinced that there was a fluke and that's how you got into grad school. So, I do not claim to be an expert in anything at all. I have no idea what I'm talking about half the time, so if I'm wrong, please correct me. If you have something to add, please add it in comments on the blog or send me emails. And I am welcoming of feedback and constructive criticism. So, there might also be some PowerPoints to go along with these podcast episodes. Some of the stuff I'm going to be talking about, you really do need to look at the visuals to really understand things like the crystal structure or what something looks like. So, if there's a lot of things, I will probably make a PowerPoint and have that available for download as well. Like I said before, I'm going to cite everything I can. I'm really big on letting you know where I get my information from, so you know where to find more if you're interested. I also really want to give you a lot of tools for rock identification and rock hounding. Where to look for rocks, how to ID the rocks that you have. I think it's really important to know what you're looking at and know what you're getting, not only when you go rock hounding, but when you go shopping for rocks at your local rock shop. I'm going to give you information on how different minerals and rocks are formed and their environments. I want to look a little bit into how this affects the energies. I haven't really looked into it yet, but I am going to eventually. I'm going to give you a lot of basic mineral ID tools so you know what you're looking at, again, like I said, and also I think it's really important to know the gem names of different minerals. So if you are looking for something specifically for something metaphysical and you can't afford the gem quality version, you can always go for the non-gem quality version. And a lot of minerals have a lot of different gem names for specific varieties and specific colors, and they really are the same mineral. So we're going to get into what makes up those differences and how you know what you're looking at. I'm also going to talk a little bit about how you get things like color, different mineral forms, how they form, things like that. I'm going to take a quick break to collect my thoughts. Talking to my computer is a little strange, so you're going to have to bear with me for a second. Okay, thanks for waiting. Not that you had to wait long because of the magic of sound editing, but I'm back. So, the segments I'm going to do, I'm going to start off with a little bit of Geology 101 segment, which is going to have some basic definitions, identifications, geology news, interesting facts. If I find some cool thing have to do about geology, if there's something cool on TV, if I find some cool photos, some cool videos, I will let you know. I'm also on a lot of different listservs for current things going on, like earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, so I'll also try to keep you up to date on that. Then I'm going to go into my feature mineral. I will try to do one mineral an episode, but like I said before, with something like quartz, it'll probably bleed over. And if I get a lot of feedback, I'll go back on minerals I've already done and give more relevant information. I'm going to use this podcast as a way to introduce myself a lot to the metaphysical information. I mostly just look at rocks. I haven't really used them very much. I get really distracted by just looking at them. So this podcast is a way for me to study the metaphysical information and really get past just, hey, look. It's olivine. Wow, isn't that cool? And you know what it means, or you know what the different types of quartz mean, because to me they're all quartz. And I will also give different gem names and varieties. And if there's a variety that has a lot of metaphysical information, I might give it its own episode. There's a lot of good information about this, and just starting out, I've got a couple references right now, and when I get a list of references, I will post them. And if you have any books you think I should get or anything you think I should listen to, I will of course do that. I will then also have a rambling section if there's something else that I want to talk about, something maybe about living in Alaska, something about, gardening or whatever. If I think of something, it'll probably go at the end, or if I find some cool witchy news or anything like that. So, I have rambled quite a bit about myself. I am going to try to get this out as quickly as possible so I can get working on episode 2, which is the real first episode. And that one will have a whole lot of, like I said, definitions of words I'm going to be using. And I'll start looking at some of the different information I'm going to be giving you and give you some of the tools you need to identify different minerals yourself. Hopefully, listening to me will help broaden your view of the world and the rocks around you. I really, really do recommend, though, taking a basic geology class, one with a lab where you go into the lab and learn how to identify rocks and minerals. I think that it is something that everyone should do, but I'm biased, so whatever. Okay, the name again is Borealis Meditation. I'm your hostess, Kathleen. The blog is located at borealismeditation.blogspot.com. My email address is borealis.meditation@gmail.com. And the music in this episode is Claire de Lune. So thank you very much for listening, and hopefully I will get this up as soon as I possibly can. I'm recording this on the 26th, but I make no promises. I am a baby podcaster, so please bear with me. Thanks for listening.